The relation of man to his fellow man. In the Lord's plan, human beings have been made necessary to one another. If all would do their utmost to help those who need their help, their unselfish sympathy and love, what a blessed work might be done. To everyone God has entrusted talents. These talents we are to use to help one another to walk in the narrow path. In this work, each one is connected with the other, and all are united with Christ. It is by unselfish service that we improve and increase our talents. The members of the Church of God on this earth are as the different parts of a machine, all closely related to one another, and all closely related to and dependent on one great center. There is to be unity in diversity. No member of the Lord's firm can work successfully in independence, detached from the others. There are many who have not a clear, distinct understanding of the relation of man to his fellow man in the work of God. The members of God's church stand in close relation to one another. All are to use their entrusted capabilities in his service, that each may minister to the perfection of the whole. Each is to work under the supervision of God. By Christ's wonderful union of divinity with humanity, we are assured that even in this world we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. It is God's plan that each believer shall be a help to those who have not yet become partakers of the divine nature. Christ has pledged himself to cooperate with those to whom he has entrusted talents. He has pledged himself to train us to be his co-laborers. He will help us to follow his example, doing good and refusing to do evil. We are to be consecrated channels through whom the love of Christ flows to those in need of help. Every true worker is connected with heavenly instrumentalities. Of the angels it is said, "Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation?" Christ sends his light to those who keep the windows of the soul open heavenward. Under the Holy Spirit's influence, they work the works of God. He who approaches nearest to obedience to the divine law will be of the most service to God. He who follows Christ, reaching out after his goodness, his compassion, his love for the human family, will be accepted by God as a worker together with him. Such a one will not be content to remain on a low level of spirituality. He will constantly reach higher and higher.